cosmological model independent measurement on cosmic curvature using distance sum rule with the help of gravitational waves, by Yanjin Wang et al. Although the cosmic spatial curvature has been precisely constrained in the standard cosmological model using the observations of cosmic microwave background anisotropies, it is still of great importance to independently measure this key parameter using only the late universe observations in a cosmological model independent way. The distance sum rule in strong gravitational lensing, SGL, provides such a way, provided that the three distances in the sum rule can be calibrated by other observations. Usually, such a calibration can be performed by using the type IA supernovae, SNIA, which, however, has some drawbacks, e.g., dependence on distance ladder, narrow redshift range, etc. In this paper, we propose that gravitational waves, GWs, can be used to provide the distance calibration in the SGL method, which can avoid the dependence on distance ladder and cover a wider redshift range. Using the simulated GW standard Siren observation by the Einstein telescope as an example, we show that this scheme is feasible and advantageous. We find that due K0.17 with the current SGL data, which is slightly more precise than the case of using SNIA to calibrate. Furthermore, we consider the forthcoming LSST survey that is expected to observe many SGL systems. We simulate a realistic population of SGL systems that will be observed in the near future, and we find that about 10 to the power of 4 SGL data could provide the precise measurement of due K10 to the power of minus 2 with the help of GWs. Our work indicates that the observations of SGL and GWs by the next generation facilities would improve the late universe measurement of cosmic curvature by one order of magnitude. This was cosmological model independent measurement on cosmic curvature using distance sum rule with the help of gravitational waves, by Yanjin Wang et al.